It's a Friday morning. It is time to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. Bills coming off a bye week. Can they get back to action this Sunday when they visit the Cincinnati Bengals? What should Bills fans expect?
What should they expect? It'll be interesting to see how the Bills prepared. Bye weeks are particularly telling in that they're one of the best reflections of coaching. I say that because this is the only time in the NFL season that coaching staffs get 2 weeks to prepare for a single opponent, and a lot of that hinges on how effective Rex Ryan and his staff was during the bye week. For all we know, he spent it prepping or being vetted for Secretary of Health and Human Services under Trump. I'm kidding, of course, right? I think I'm kidding, right? Right?
I hope so.
Sorry, still working my way through this new world we're living in. But assuming that Ryan did spend his bye week preparing, this week's matchup presents a great opportunity for the Bills to showcase that preparation. Why? Because the Bengals are 3-6 and not a very good football team. They just lost a crushingly close one-point game to the Giants. But where they are good, the Bills are struggling, which is why preparation is going to be a major component. Andy Dalton is 6th in the league in passing yards. Buffalo's pass defense actually ranked 11th. Not terrible, but for anyone who watched the Patriots and Seahawks game, this is an area that they've struggled with recently. So a solid game plan was going to go a long way.
Okay, with that in mind, who should fans be looking for in this game?
Let's keep that pass defense theme going. The spotlight is going to be on cornerbacks Stephon Gilmore and Ronald Darby to have a big game against Andy Dalton and all-pro receiver A.J. Green, who is likely going to be Gilmore's responsibility. Been a lot of criticism thrown Gilmore's way. He's in a contract year playing subpar football and having a lot of people question if he's playing just not to get hurt with so much money at stake. And pretty complicated situation. If he is playing not to get hurt, I get it. It's easy to criticize these guys for taking that approach, but he has tens of millions of dollars at stake. One injury ends it all. Then again, he will only get that $75 million deal, which is what he's likely seeking.
Wow.
To be among, yeah, tell me about it, to be among the league's elite cornerbacks. If he plays like one, if he continues to underperform, that too is going to cost him a lot of money. So this week is a great opportunity for him to showcase his skill. Do we even waste our time talking about Tyrod Taylor? I guess let's not. At the end of the day, he's got 7 games to showcase for the Bills if he's worth keeping around, and he's running out of time. And finally, Bills fans should get something to smile about with a healthy dose of LeSean McCoy. The electric running back, always fun to watch, and I expect him to be a significant part of the game plan come Sunday.
Okay, let's talk about Sunday. Win or lose, what does this game mean for the Bills?
These are all playoff games. Go 7-0, they're likely in, and I say likely because teams have missed the playoffs at 11-5, and oh man, that would be particularly cruel for Bills fans if that happened, but I'm not holding my breath that the Bills are going to run the table and drop one game to end at 10-6. They're likely just a coin flip playoff team at best, particularly given their conference record, which would end up being 7-5. Bills are going to take it 1 week at a time. I feel kind of dirty using that coach speak cliche, but to think of going 7-0 is daunting to say the least. The team hasn't done that in nearly 20 years. But beating the Bengals, that's certainly possible. Not going to be easy as they're a 3.5-point underdog on the road. And with all that, I go back to the first point I made, which is preparation. This game could have long-term implications for the administration or at the very least the coaching staff, particularly if they look undisciplined or overmatched in strategy. It'll be one thing if they lose to a better team and better talent, but I'd say fans, keep your eyes on whether or not guys are consistently in or out of position, the penalty count, and all the other hallmarks of preparation. So with 2 weeks to prepare, this game should largely be about Rex Ryan and company, and we're going to see if they're up to the task.
Okay, well, we know who you're going to be focusing on come Sunday.
No doubt about it.
All right, Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
You're so welcome.